Now let's turn our attention to a local water issue. It's fishing season, and a recent survey of recreation on the Ohio River shows fishing is a popular activity there. But the latest tests show more mercury in fish than before, which can affect human health. This comes at the same time some power plants are saying they're having trouble meeting water contamination standards. Micah Schweitzer reports for the Ohio River Radio Consortium.
My name's Jim Smith. A lot of my customers call me Smitty.
Smitty has owned a bait and tackle shop in Evansville, Indiana, for almost 24 years. He says he grew up fishing in the nearby Ohio River.
You know, I had a pole as far back as I can remember.
And for as long as he can remember, Smitty's been eating the fish he caught.
I eat fish a couple times a week, and I'm healthy as a horse, so I don't think there's a bit of a problem with eating the fish. Fish is good for you.
A recent recreation survey of more than 5,000 people living along the Ohio shows Smitty's not alone in enjoying his catch from the river. 13 million pounds of Ohio River fish is eaten annually. At the same time, the Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission, or SANCO, is finding higher mercury levels in Ohio River fish. For decades, Orsanco has tested fish tissue for mercury and other contaminants. Peter Tennant is the deputy executive director.
Actually, we hadn't seen much of a problem with mercury up until recently, and it had to do more with the fish we looked at.
Orsanco used to test small fish, but last year they began testing bigger fish higher up the food chain. Tennant says the new tests show more mercury than before because the chemical accumulates when big fish eat contaminated little fish. Jason Flickner is with the Kentucky Waterways Alliance, a nonprofit advocacy group.
But I think you also have to look at the practices specifically surrounding coal combustion and say that there is more mercury that is ending up into the river.
At the same time mercury in fish is becoming a concern, Orsanco is considering relaxing some mercury discharge standards for coal-fired power plants. Peter Tennant.
Obviously, the timing could be better.
Under the Federal Clean Air Act, coal-fired power plants are installing scrubbers to limit air pollution. With scrubbers, much of the pollution, including mercury, winds up safely stored in landfills. But when the scrubbers are cleaned, Tennant says some mercury ends up in the wash water, which winds up in the river.
The demonstrations that we've seen from the power industry say on a real good day when everything's working perfectly, they can get down to the in-stream concentration. But on a 7-day a week, 24-hour-a-day basis, they probably can't.
The in-stream concentration being the allowable level of mercury. Jason Flickner from the Kentucky Waterways Alliance questions that.
It's done in other industries, and I'm not real sure why all of a sudden the coal power industry is unable to treat mercury discharges the way that other industries are, do them all the time.
Peter Tennant says some power companies say the technology for removing mercury from the wash water isn't available or is cost prohibitive, so they've asked Orsanco for some leeway. Tennant says so far nothing's been decided.
What we're thinking about doing now is just saying we can consider a variance to this section of the standards, not, hey, you've all got them, just we can consider it and then do it on a case-by-case basis.
Tennant says they'll have a formal proposal in June, and after a chance for public comment, Orsanco will take action in the fall. But Jason Flickner doesn't like the option being on the table at all.
I just don't see how Orsanco can allow this regulatory change in face of the data and the potential long-term effects on human health and the environment.
Flickner says he worries if Orsanco allows a variance for some power plants, other industries could follow. For the Ohio River Radio Consortium, I'm Micah Schweitzer.